You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. So our gospel lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to Matthew. It's the 14th chapter. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. Now when Jesus heard about John, that he had been beheaded by Herod, he withdrew from there in a boat to a secluded place by himself. And when the people heard of this, they followed him on foot from the cities. When he went ashore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This place is desolate and the hour is already late. So send the crowds away that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Ordering the people to sit down on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up toward heaven, he blessed the food. And breaking the loaves, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. They picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 full baskets. There were about 5,000 men who ate, besides women and children. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. And so in this passage, Jesus gets this news of this horrific tragedy, the murder of his cousin John the Baptist. And the completely human Jesus, the Son of Man, reacts in a completely human way. He retreats so that he can grieve. I think about that passage and I relate in my own experience the times that I have gotten news of someone who is dear to me that has passed and how that reaction is exactly my beginning of the grieving process. I want to retreat and be away from people, and I want time to process. When we get news, bad news of this sort, we tend to react, on a human level at least, in much the same way that Jesus reacted here. Now, it's not true for everybody. I know some people prefer the company of people when they're starting the grieving process. But at some point in the grieving process, most of us as humans need time alone to pray and to process. And so here Jesus, the completely human Jesus, wanted to get away from people. He wanted to get away from everyone and everything so that he could process by himself what had just occurred with John the Baptist. Our reactions might have very well been similar. I know that when I received word of my brother Michael's tragic death, as I told to you, was it last Sunday?
Yes.
My reaction was the same. I wanted isolation. I wanted time to process. It's a completely human thing to do. And so this is what Jesus does, and it's noteworthy. It speaks to his humanness. It reminds us that Jesus was indeed fully human. It's what he does in response to these tragic circumstances in his humanness. But here's the other side of that. The other part of his response to this circumstance is truly divine. What do I mean by that? Well, it's a response full of the supernatural divine love of God. It's a response full of compassion. What does he do after he gets the news and after he's had some time to himself? His response is to heal the sick, to teach the people, and to feed them, both spiritually and physically. As humans, we deal with the bad stuff in our lives, and our immediate reaction as humans to bad stuff is to withdraw. That's largely an auto response in our human condition. But in our true identity as Christ followers, as people of God created in His image and likeness, our response, we get to choose in our free will. We can choose to move into the divine love of Christ and turn our tragedies into moments of healing, into moments of teaching, into moments where we feed the hungry. When we choose the Christ-like response to our human tragedy, then we advance the cause of Jesus Christ in the world and bring other people into relationship with Him. Truly, the mission of each individual Christian is to respond to the tragedies of the human condition with the love of Christ. When we do that, we say more to those people who need Christ than we could ever do by simply quoting Scripture to them. Living Scripture is more powerful than speaking Scripture. Demonstrating your Christ-likeness, your Christianity, is more powerful to the unbelieving world than simply waving your Bible every time you get the opportunity. These verses that fall between the historical event of the execution of John the Baptist and the historical event of the feeding of the 5,000, a miracle by all standards. These few inconspicuous, seemingly insignificant verses 13 through 15 in the context of Matthew 14 that simply say, when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a secluded place by himself. And when the people heard of this, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when he went ashore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. Those two verses sandwiched between these two landmark events in history, the murder of John the Baptist and the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, events which certainly overshadow these two verses to the point to where we really kind of just skim through them. We pay them heed, but unless we stop and focus on them until we realize that they represent a divine response to a basic human need. The divine response is healing the sick, feeding the hungry with bread for the body, yes, and teaching of the word of God for the soul. What do we glean from this amazing response that Jesus gives us in these two verses in Matthew's gospel account? It's simply this. If you're taking notes, write this down. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. The love of God meets the needs of God's people like manna in the wilderness met the need of the Israelites as they wandered the desert. Make no mistake, God's provision is always supernatural. God's response is always divine. It's always given out of divine love, which means that while the human need is met with the healing of the physical body, with the physical supply of food, the nourishment that we receive is really nourishment to our spirit. As each of us is fed, as our soul is nourished, as our spirit is nourished by the Spirit of God. Spiritual sustenance is what Jesus Christ was about. He even said it. I am the bread of life. You think he was talking just about our tummies? No, he was talking about our spirits and our souls. I am the bread of life. He feeds our soul. The benefits to the physical body are just icing on the cake, so to speak. They're not the main course at all. Jesus filled their souls with his word. If we look in John's gospel in chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will not be hungry, and the one who believes in me will never be thirsty. And he said it again in verse 51. He says, I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats from this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I will give for the life of the world also is my flesh. See, brothers and sisters, our response to the things the world throws at us is up to us. It's up to us as the church, as the body of Christ in motion in the world. Our response to the things that the world throws at us is up to us. After our initial reaction, which is human, our response must be divine, Christ-like. We must offer the sustaining word of the gospel, which will feed the soul of even the most spiritually starved person. So if you're out there hearing the sound of my voice, are you spiritually hungry? Are you in need of spiritual food and drink this morning? Is the world not providing the nourishment that your soul and spirit need for your life? Then make a choice to come to the table this morning. Come and feast at the Lord's Supper this morning. Feast on him in your hearts with thanksgiving today. He is the bread of life, and he has come to give you life abundant. Come to the table, wherever you are. Come to the table that Jesus offers, because he is always revealed to us in the breaking of the bread. And all of us, hear me, all of us, no matter where you are in your faith walk, all of us are welcome to his table. All are welcome. No exceptions. All you need is a broken and contrite heart and a hunger for the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.